A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler, who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, and I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today the great solemnity of Epiphany. In that sense, the showing, the manifestation, the full manifestation of our God, the recognition among all the nations that this is the one for whom we indeed have all been waiting, the Son of God, the Lord of heaven and earth. He came at Christmas among us in humble form, and now his radiance is revealed. He is indeed a light to the nations. At the same time that we are overjoyed with this recognition, we find in our reading today two contrasting visions, which can be troubling as well as hope-filled. The hopeful side of what we celebrate is the awareness that we have in Jesus Christ a source of unity, one around whom all the nations of the world can unite, even if thus far he is not fully recognized in that way everywhere. But what we celebrate is that desire, that dream that God had when creating, when coming to be incarnate among us, that all the nations of the world might be at peace. So we find ourselves with Magi, the wise ones from the east, from distant lands, coming in peaceful manner to pay homage to someone whom they consider to be, or who is considered to be, King of the Jews. In other words, we today call to mind that vision whereby all the religions of the world, east and west, north and south, all the religions of the world, Jewish, Christian, Muslim peoples, east and west, and all the nations of the world, whether Middle East, further east, west, where these boundaries lose their significance as we realize that we are one in God through Christ Jesus, and that that was his dream, and that is why Christ has come. But at the same time that we celebrate this solemnity with this awareness of hopefulness that indeed the day can come, will come, when there will be peace on earth, we are also aware of another vision, the kind of deceit and treachery that we find symbolized in King Herod. Indeed, a vision which is dominated by power and a kind of false, destructive power, the power over, against the desire to rule and dominate in a tyrannical way. In our world, among the nations, both of these visions are prominent today. That is what troubles us. It is not as if all of us have been taken with what Epiphany means, that there is the one God, but rather that there are still, among the nations, those figures, those civil leaders that might even want to put up one nation against another, where the age-old power struggles persist, where indeed God as Lord of all is not yet fully recognized, where we place our trust in ourselves rather than in the one who's created us and become incarnate in our midst. But today we do not let that vision of power and domination overwhelm us. Yet we do not want to be naive, as if the Herods of the world are not still here, are not still out there. But rather what we recognize is what the Magi symbolize. The wise of the world, those from distant places, desiring to see what God is doing in our midst, and reaching from afar, if not always geographically, at least in our minds and in our dreams, seeing that there is that goal which brings us together. And thus, even as we celebrate this Epiphany, the response of the psalm for this day says it all. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Yes, Lord, let us pray that indeed every nation on earth will see that you are God, and we are all called to be your people, one people, together in peace, as we celebrate this Epiphany and recognize who we are called to be and the task at hand.